T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What does your gut tell you about who is the overall winner of the NCAA tournament?
Yeah, I think there's 5 teams for me. There's 5 teams that I think have a shot of winning 6 straight games, and no surprise who they are. In whatever order you want to put them, right? And I go back and forth every day. Gonzaga, Virginia, Duke, Kentucky, Carolina. Those are your 5. I want to go with my heart. I want to go Virginia. I really do. I just, after what they went through last year, and I think Tony Bennett's one of the classiest, one of the best coaches in America, and everybody kills him because of that loss last year and how those kids have handled that loss, blew me away all year, especially at the ACC Media Day when Kyle Guy got up there and kind of joked around about the fact that Media Day was in Charlotte where they lost the 116 matchup to UMBC last year. And he walks up to the hotel that they're staying at, the same hotel that they stayed at for that game against UMBC. And the doorman says, "Welcome back." And Kyle Guy just laughs. He's like, "Welcome back, really?" They just handled it with such class and head on that my heart does say, I want Virginia to win it all. My head says probably Gonzaga or Kentucky. I just don't know if Duke can do it, guys, with the way they shoot the ball from the perimeter against good teams, against other – like, I think this Mississippi State-Duke game, if it happens, has a chance to be a real, real scare for Duke. Because Mississippi State, one thing they have, athleticism, size, experience, they can match up physically for the most part. Now, nobody can match up completely with Zion. Nobody. Like, I don't know if anybody can in the NBA at this point, maybe LeBron. But again, I think Mississippi State is a tough matchup for Duke because if they're not making shots, they can't just bully boy you, right? They can't play bully ball and just RJ Barrett can't just say, "I'm going to go to the basket whenever I want on you."
Tell me who your Cinderella is. What is that one? Who is going to go full Loyola? And you don't have to go beyond Sweet 16, but who's, as of Monday morning, who are we talking about that is still alive in this dance?
I mean, that's the big question. Like, I'm down here right now in Jacksonville, and I wouldn't be shocked at all to see, like, you know, could we see a Belmont or a, you know, Wofford's going to be tough. I just don't think Wofford can get past Kentucky. But, you know, if Belmont wins today, they beat Maryland, they get LSU or Yale, you never know. Like, I would love to see Rick Byrd's team in the Sweet 16. That would be a hell of a story for a team that we didn't even know would get into the NCAA tournament. Arizona State, like, could they do it now? They got some momentum. Could they beat Buffalo and beat Texas Tech? You never know with this tournament. That's the beauty of it, right? Like, there's always these teams. Nobody predicted Loyola Chicago last year. I mean, nobody, not even Porter Moser, probably thought they were going to go to the Final Four. I like Oregon, to be honest. I think Oregon's playing good basketball. They've got a great, great coach in Dana Altman. They're a 12 seed. They get Wisconsin. Who, again, has been up and down this year, and then they get Kansas State or Irvine. Kansas State going to be without their star, Dean Wade. Now, they went to the Elite Eight without Dean Wade last year, but I just don't know if they can pull that off again. So I think that's like a toss-up region, that part of the region, to be able to get to play Virginia. And I'll give the edge, honestly, to Oregon, maybe over Wisconsin and Kansas State.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.